With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Queens County Museum is celebrating Christmas like it's 1999, or thereabouts. For the past couple of decades, the museum has marked the holiday season with the Festival of Trees and Dickensville displays. The Festival of Trees showcases over 35 trees, each with different decorations or themes and placed around the museum, while Dickensville features scale model recreations of the people and places from Charles Dickens' famous novels. Director Linda Rayfew says after being unable to welcome visitors in during the pandemic, they're excited to continue the tradition once again.
We've been doing this exhibit for so long now with our two learning trees that we're now having some of the children that we told this story to many years ago are now bringing their children in to hear the story of the legend of the Christmas spider. And that's just so heartwarming.
Rayfew says the local elementary school classes will begin filing in over the course of a week in December to experience the stories and displays for themselves. The displays are open to the public 7 days a week for no charge, but the museum gladly accepts donations. In fact, for the first time, the Queens County Museum is hosting a Christmas wreath auction as a fundraiser. Wreaths are posted online at the Queens Museum Christmas Wreath Auction Facebook page, and people can bid in the comments. We've posted a link on our page. Winners can pick up their wreaths after bidding closes at 4 p.m. on December 4th. The Festival of Trees in Dickensville will be on display until 5 p.m. every day until the museum closes for Christmas on December 23rd. And Rayfew says anyone looking to jumpstart their Christmas joy should make a point to drop by.
If you're not in the spirit of Christmas yet, come into the Queens County Museum, because when you leave, you will be.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.